when you're having those conversations, Dennis, what is the main sort of risk that people focus in on in terms of when they're looking at where they're going to route their cargo or plan for the next year? There is quite a lot of risk out there at the moment, isn't it, as you've alluded to?
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's top of everybody's mind, Mike. I think that, as I mentioned before, when you look at the last several years, they're starting in the hands of bankruptcy. There's just been consistent disruption that the industry has had to deal with. So everybody right now is looking at what's happening, obviously, in the Red Sea, the impact that that's had and will probably continue to have until it's resolved. I think the other reality is that when we look at what's kind of happened down in Ukraine and Russia, we're 2 years into that. The reality is, how long do things continue? You know, Israel, Palestine. So that impact on the moving cargo through the Suez Canal. These are things that I think everybody is really talking about. And then obviously how it's impacted rates. So we've seen rates increase dramatically over the last 2 months. I mean, it's kind of stabilized recently and softened up. But these are big impacts to the shipping community and trying to figure out, again, how to navigate through this thing. So, you know, what's interesting, though, is that it seems to be this year more of not at peace, but it seems like people are, okay, it's disruption. I've been dealing with disruption. And, you know, hey, how do we go about working together and fixing this or navigating the best way you can through it? So it's been positive.
Just a little bit of background there for our listeners. Yeah, Shanghai Containerized Freight Index is up almost 100% since mid-December, but there's not been really a post-Lunar New Year rebound. If we're looking at those sort of last week of February, early week of March rates, they've sort of dropped off another 5%, certainly according to Shanghai Containerized Freight Index. And I think on the Trans-Pacific carriers have failed to push through those March 1st GRIs as well. Are you expecting a bit more stability, Dennis?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the carriers obviously are wanting to keep the rate levels up to a level where they can make money and they can operate their services. And obviously, I think you're hearing from some of the BCOs that they're trying to get the rate levels back down a little bit from where they're at right now. So I think it's a situation where we see it every year. The market will dictate where the rate levels go. And I think that you're going to see this contract season probably go pretty deep. You know, I think a lot of people are going to hold off. You're not going to see a lot of contracts signed in March. Probably going to go right into April and could go very deep into April. Because I think, as you alluded, Mike, is that the market is, though there's positive signs, the absolute increases in terms of, you know, product coming back in, inventories that were overbloated, slimmed down. But I think there's still a general feeling that, hey, the market is soft and a lot of capacity in the market, more capacity coming into the market. And so I think people are looking at it, looking at the rates and saying, let's see a little bit longer if they continue to soften or not.
Do you think we'll see some people going for, you know, hold things as they are, sort of short-term contracts, three-month contracts or something, rather than pitching in with a full year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, quarterly contracts is something that's been talked about a lot in the past. And I think that we as an organization, that's something that we do actually work with some of our clients on quarterly rates and some of our carriers quarterly. Most of that has been on export business. It works quite well. So, I mean, I think on the CP eastbound side of things, quarterly contracts could make sense for both parties. Because again, I think really what you're looking for is that stability. And if that stability comes every 90 days, it's more predictable for everybody to plan.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.